About 2.3 million Americans are in state and federal prisons or jails, but the numbers have been dropping, and an analysis by the Pew Charitable Trust clearly shows the trend in Virginia and neighboring Maryland.
Maryland saw, over the past 5 years, a 21% drop in the crime rate while reducing the imprisonment rate by 11%, and in Virginia, the imprisonment rate went down 8% and crime went down 15%.
Adam Gelb is with Pew's Public Safety Performance Project. He says states are tired of spending so much to lock people up, only to see them back in prison soon after release. So they're trying other forms of punishment and treatment.
Nonviolent property and drug offenders, more and more of them are being diverted to alternatives that cost less but are just as, if not more, effective in reducing the rate of recidivism.
Pew has sent its findings to all 50 states, hoping to promote better public policy when it comes to fighting crime. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Most criminologists think we have hit and even passed a point of diminishing returns with respect to prisons. We had so many people in prison that in 2008, one in every 100 adults was behind bars. We see states all across the country reducing their imprisonment rates and reducing their crime rates at the same time. So this notion that if you want to reduce crime, you've got to increase the number of people in prison is just not turning out to be true. What you see happening across the country now is policymakers from both parties saying, enough is enough. We're sick and tired of crime, but we're also sick and tired of paying for more and more prisons without really seeing the clear benefits in terms of crime control.